Hello everyone. This morning what I'd like to do is to talk about monitoring records management in our organisations, how we can monitor records management, and to introduce the new records management assessment tool. And my apologies to those of you who were at the RMAA local government chapter meeting last week, because some of this will be a catch up on what we were talking about last week. So bear with me. Basically what I want to do this morning is pick up from where I was at last year in a presentation I gave you about the monitoring framework. Those of you who were here actually heard me speak about that. Under the State Records Act, there's monitoring obligations for both state records and for public officers. It's a shared responsibility between your organisation and my organisation, and we each have our own roles and responsibilities. Now, last year we revised the monitoring framework, and I stood up here and told you all about the latest iteration of the framework. I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to point you to the link that's on the website and just briefly say that the framework spells out in quite a lot of detail the obligation under the Act for monitoring, the monitoring roles and responsibilities that each type of organisation has. Briefly, for any public office, your responsibilities are to measure and monitor record keeping performance for planning and improvement purposes. You're also asked to ensure that you monitor to comply with the State Records Act and associated standards and codes of best practice, and that you cooperate with state records when we do monitoring exercises. State records, we have a longer list of bullet points. We're responsible for monitoring compliance with the Act, the associated standards, the codes of best practice. We report to Parliament and the government about the state of record keeping in New South Wales. We communicate requirements and timetables for our monitoring activities. We provide advice and guidance on how you can comply with the State Records Act and the standards. And we also provide advice and guidance on how you can measure and monitor your own record keeping performance. Now, the main ways in which we do this are through our self-assessment surveys. Now, this self-assessment survey process is the key mechanism for allowing you to discharge your monitoring obligations under Section 12.4 of the Act. So basically allowing you to set up the monitoring arrangements with us. For some of you in the room, you will have been through the process before with a topic-based survey in 2008 on storage and disposal of public records. What I wanted to flag this morning is that there is another self-assessment compliance exercise coming up in September, October this year on the implementation of the standard on digital record keeping. And obviously we'll be putting out more information as we get closer to that starting point. But basically the survey will be seeking just information on how much of the standard you have actually implemented and to what degree at this point in time. So looking at the implementation timetable that's available on the website, looking at the requirements that were to be introduced by 30 June 2009, 30 June 2010. And as I have mentioned before, we put the results of the survey up on our website, but in an aggregate format. So in other words, no public officers are named in the survey results. The second aspect of our monitoring activities are the inspections and assessments. And inspections or requests for information or assessments may occur in situations where State Records is informed that a public office may not be compliant with the Act or the standards. So for instance, somebody might tell us that there's poor record keeping practices in public office X, or we might find out about some inappropriate disposal of records. Information can be received from a whole range of sources. So, for instance, we can see things in the media. The general public often makes contact with us about record keeping. We can be notified by employees of public office who have concerns. We can also have matters referred to us by a court or another investigative body, such as the ICAC or the Ombudsman, or perhaps even the new Information Commissioner. We have a process for these assessments and the preparation of reports of our findings and our recommendations. And if you're interested in understanding that process a little bit better, please go and have a look at the monitoring framework, where we spell it out in reasonable detail. And the third activity is the follow-up and remedial action. And basically here I just wanted to let you know that if we do see things in ICAC reports or special commissions of inquiry, we do actually follow up on the record keeping issues that have been highlighted in the public domain in that way. Now, what I wanted to mention to you today is that obviously there's important reasons to monitor because the monitoring framework is out there, the State Records Act says that you should do it, but there's also another really important reason that we should be monitoring records management, and that's basically so that we can provide confidence to our organisation and to our organisation stakeholders that they can have confidence in our records and record keeping systems. So in other words, it's a process of assurance that they can have confidence in these things. So we are able to actually assure our organisations that the record keeping systems and the processes are working effectively and efficiently. In other words, we're monitoring processes and controls to ensure that they're functioning as they should be. We can assure the organisation that there are full and accurate records being created and captured into the organisation's record keeping systems, that with any of our business processes there are adequate records to show what we were actually making decisions on and how we actually undertook that process. We can also assure our organisation through monitoring that employees are conforming with organisational rules and procedures for record keeping. And in all our organisations these days, employees are fundamental to good record keeping. They're responsible for a whole range of record keeping tasks, such as creating records, capturing records, protecting records, and ensuring that records don't get destroyed unnecessarily or in an unauthorised way. So we really need to be monitoring down at that level, sort of making sure that our employees are actually following the rules and the frameworks that we've established for them within the organisation. And one of the questions that I posed last week at the RMAA meeting was that how do we know that an employee in a high-risk business function area within our organisation is actually creating and capturing the records that they need to create and to capture. And asking that question and then saying, well, I don't know or I need to know, then will lead you into a pathway of actually wanting to monitor what's going on in those high-risk business functions. Another reason for wanting to assure our organisations is that we can actually find the records that we need, and we've just heard from the Information Commissioner this morning, and obviously being able to identify the right records, retrieve them from record-keeping systems is very important for meeting the business needs of the organisation, but also for meeting inquiries that might come to us through the GIPA process. We're also able to assure our organisations that resources are being spent efficiently by monitoring. So in other words, the investment that's being made in good record keeping within our organisation is actually a good and effective investment. And the last reason I've put on the slide for monitoring is so that we can assure our organisation and our stakeholders that the organisation is meeting the New South Wales Government's record keeping policy, which is articulated through the Act, the standards and the different memorandums that have come out over the last few years. So that's sort of pretty much the why, and what I wanted to look at now is the what, and what we should monitor within our organisations. And as I said last week, determining what and when to monitor is actually something that your organisation needs to decide predominantly, because it's going to vary from organisation to organisation. Basically, the monitoring framework is not prescriptive. It doesn't tell you what you should do and when you should do it, but it just says that you should do it regularly. So from our perspective, we think it's a good idea to have a regular compliance exercise. It may be something you want to get into the internal audit programs, which usually run over a period of years. So think about having a conformity exercise as part of that program. I know that internal auditors are always looking for new and exciting topics to audit against. For performance monitoring, this will really depend on a range of factors in your organisation. For example, if you have high-risk business functions, or you know of an emerging record-keeping issue, then I would suggest that these are priorities for performance monitoring in your organisation. If you want a little bit of a hand with determining whether you have high-risk business functions, please have a look at the record-keeping in Brief 42, which is the checklist for assessing business systems, because there's a very nice succinct list of high-risk business functions, and if you do any of those, then I would be putting them into your priority list for monitoring. With organisations that do have high-risk business functions, the priority is placed on looking at creation and capture of records, because this is the real area of high risk. For example, I know of one organisation that operates case files, and these are incredibly critical to their business. And if the case file is incomplete, they're at great risk when they proceed to a court proceeding. So to manage that business risk, they've identified it as a high business risk, and to manage it, what they've actually done is they've undertaken an analysis of the types of records that should be appearing in those case files, and on a twice yearly basis, they actually conduct a review or an audit of all their case files to make sure everything's actually in there, because that is such a high risk area of business for them. So putting the resources into the high risk areas where they know that they will really, really need those records. Okay. So looking at the how we might monitor, there's a whole range of different tools available to you to do records management monitoring activities. We have a page on the website, which is the monitoring tools webpage, and I've put the URL on that slide for you. The page basically brings together all the different types of tools that are available. It gives you links to those tools or avenues as to where you could resource them. You'll find links to the new records management assessment tool. You'll also find links to the new Standards Australia Record Keeping Compliance Handbook. We don't sell it, but you have to go to Standards Australia to pick it up. There's links to the standards and the checklist, the compliance checklist at the back of each standard. There's links to Guideline 19 on monitoring record keeping performance. There's also a link to the GCIO IAMS tool, which you might want to use. And over time, as there are new tools available, we'll be putting a link up to those tools on the webpage. Okay, so what I really want to talk to you about is what I've been doing for the last couple of months, and that's our records management assessment tool. This is a new tool. It's in response to some wishes that we've had conveyed to us by a number of records managers, and basically the tool can be used for checking the conformity with requirements of the State Records Act and the standards issued under the Act, and also the capacity of the organisation in achieving best practice records management. So it's not just are we actually doing the things that we need to do, but are we actually going beyond the things that we need to do. So the tool can be used for both compliance and some aspects of performance monitoring. It consists of 7 modules, and I would suggest that you need to look at it from the point of view of it is modular. You can take different pathways, you can use different modules at various different times. So in other words, you can use the individual modules, or you can use all 7 and do a completely comprehensive monitoring activity. It's really up to you and your resources and where your priorities might be. So if you've got some areas of high priority because you're aware of emerging issues, then go and do some monitoring on those as opposed to doing the big, broad, comprehensive assessment. Okay, those are all the modules. They're all downloadable on the website as of now. Well, I hope they are. The first 6 are framed around the big broad obligations that are under the State Records Act. The last module is quite different because this is a module for evaluating record keeping responsibilities of individuals, of work groups, and business units. So really down on the desktop, are people actually conforming with the things that you would be asking of them under your frameworks within your organisation? Okay. Now, the tool should be quite simple to use. Each module covers that topic of records management and consists of a range of criteria which are drawn from the standards and the Act, or it may have criteria which are identified as performance criteria. Now, performance criteria are a little different. They will look different. They're shaded. It is quite clear on the form that you don't need to give a compliance rating to a performance criteria. Basically, the performance criteria are there to assess whether or not you have gone beyond the minimum requirements in the standards and are achieving good records management at a higher level. So, in other words, trying to test the capacity of your organisation to go further. Now, when you're undertaking the assessment, if you get to a performance criteria and have to say no because you haven't done it yet, this should not be considered a failure of conformity with the State Records Act. What it's actually saying to you is you haven't actually quite got to that higher level. This is something you might want to put into your strategic plan for further development at a later stage. So when you're looking at the tool and you're going through going, I haven't done this, or I haven't got that far yet, or an internal auditor is looking at it and sort of asking the tough questions, don't consider it a failure of records management under the State Records Act, because it's something that's actually setting the next goal for you to achieve. So when you're using the tool, what you'll need to do is work through each criteria, determine whether or not your organisation has met the criteria and has evidence to demonstrate that you have met that criteria. And the evidence can be documentation, it could be interviews with staff to test awareness, it might be testing individual transactions to make sure all the necessary components are there, it might be doing a systems demonstration. There's lots of different ways in which you can demonstrate compliance. And then once you've done that, you then need to rate how well your organisation is meeting the criteria. Now, the compliance rating is really there to give you more of an objective feel for which areas are you doing well in, which areas are you not doing so well in. The slide shows the ratings that we've used. Basically, you're going to be asked to rate yourself 1 through 4. Number one is that you have no issues with compliance in this particular area of criteria. 3 to 4, you've got a significant lack of compliance. So things that you might rate a 3 or 4, my suggestion is these are the priority areas that you will need to address in any corrective action. If you rate something a 1 or 2, then this is a good news story to send up to senior management that you're actually doing really well in particular areas of practice. Now, what I'd like to do is show you, that's the first page of the first module for the first criteria. So the first criteria here is that you have a framework for records management established in your organisation. It has 3 aspects to that question, so they're labelled A, B, C, and you'll need to assess each one of those yes, no. And we've put in there that documentary evidence is what you'll need for this particular criteria. So something like your records management policy, other policy stock documents that you might have within your organisation. So you'll need to go through, look at each question, yes, no. Then depending on what you've actually said in your assessment process, and you may put some comments in there as well, we've put these up as Word documents so that you can obviously add different pieces to them, you'll need to rate your compliance. And we've put a lot of information into each module about how to actually go about rating compliance. And my perspective is if you say yes to every sort of sub-question, then you can rate yourself a number 1. If you answer no to everything, well, then you're a number 4. If you're somewhere between the two, so in other words, you've done a half and half or sort of it's less than half, then you might have to rate yourself a 3. So it's really to give you a guide on what you actually should rate yourself in that last column, and then working out what you do next in terms of where to in terms of corrective action. Now, the grey shaded boxes are performance criteria, and I wanted to show you these because they are different. You don't need to rate them, and to try and stop everybody from trying to rate themselves in that area, I've put in some text so you can't do it. With these ones, it's really just a yes, no. We've tried to give you an idea of what kind of evidence you would be looking for in terms of demonstrating that you've met those criteria, and they basically take you beyond the minimum compliance requirements in the standards. Now, what should you do with the assessment? I actually want to say up front, please don't send me the assessments. They're for you, for your business purposes, for you in terms of developing your records management, for putting corrective action into play. We don't really need to see them. We're putting this tool out so that you can actually do this work and can monitor your own performance and then obviously develop further. What we are saying is that you do need to keep documentation of your monitoring activities, because somebody may ask you at some point in the future about what you're doing in relation to monitoring. So make sure you keep a record and keep it in the record keeping system, but at this stage you don't need to send them to me. But if you are having questions or difficulties, I'm very happy to talk you through it or sort of try and determine how you should rate your compliance in relation to a question. Okay, so what you need to do with the assessment once you've gone through your module is evaluate the results. So in other words, what have you actually found as part of your assessment process? You need to identify the areas of improvement. So anything that's scoring a 3 or a 4 is definitely going to need to go onto your area of improvement. Each of the modules has a resources list, which will take you back to all the things that are on the State Records website that may be able to help you with that particular module. So once you've identified what you need to correct, go and have a look at the resources list and work out where you go to from there in terms of developing further in whatever area of practice or process. You'll need to prioritise your improvements. I've suggested that it's a good idea to report up to senior management about what's going on, particularly if you've got lots of nice good news stories, or if you want to scare them and tell them all about the areas of 3 and 4 compliance. And obviously incorporate the improvement process into whatever your strategies and plans are that you have in place within your organisation. Okay. Now, the records management assessment tool is out there as an exposure draft for the next 6 months. So what we wanted to do was to put it out there and let you guys actually go and use it and feedback to us about how your experiences have gone. There is a feedback form on the website which I'd really appreciate if you could fill in as you go along or when you get to the end of an assessment process. If you're having difficulties or you want to give sort of more feedback, please get in contact with me. And basically what I wanted to do to finish up today was to say that the regular monitoring of records and record keeping and the records management program in your organisation is beneficial to public organisations. It assures our organisations and our stakeholders that they can have confidence in the records and the record keeping systems of our organisations. And basically, go and enjoy the new records management assessment tool and let me know how it goes. I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback. Are there any questions? Yes, Matilda. Yep. Yep. No. It will still continue to be something that is a self-assessment process for you to use. Basically, we've spent the time developing a tool for you which is particular to the requirements of the New South Wales State Records Act and our standards, and it's just going to be there available for you to use at any time when you're doing a monitoring activity. It won't be a formal requirement. Okay. Any other questions? No? We're just going to have a slight technical change here because there's a different computer coming up.